Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z with me, Sister Zainab, on IB English Radio. So I'm talking about sustenance, and I talk about sustenance a lot. But first of all, I'm just going to give you a little story from the life of the famous martyr Ibrahim Hadi, who was martyred in the Holy Defence War. So, and for Ibrahim Hadi, and actually for his families, for his father, so not just Ibrahim Hadi, also so his of the previous generation, sustenance from a job, so that means a good job, so halal income was something very special. And obviously I assume that this is also where he learnt this focus, this particular concentration. And look, he's not the, this is something that when I read about the martyrs, and you've probably heard this too, I'm sure you've heard this, that the martyrs have a particular focus on deriving halal income, for example. So in the example of Ibrahim Hadi's little story is that he had actually had a better paid job. But what he did was he left that better paid job and then he became a high school teacher. And so typically high school teachers are not paid very highly. And in his case, this was obviously he was receiving much less income from this new job, which he took on. So one of the reasons he did this was that he understood that the, you know, teachers, what we call the, this like a service profession, that's what we call the caring professions, one of the caring professions. You know, they, he understood that teachers are basically contributing towards raising this next generation, along with, you know, obviously we've got the parents, the immediate family, the extended family, and then the teachers have the other hugely important role in society to sort of help really good generations to be raised again and again in different countries. So Ibrahim Hadi would always say that, so when people would obviously presumably ask him, well, why take on this job that's lowly paid? So obviously he had particular reasons that he gave for this. Welcome back. This is A to Z and RB English Radio. And so I'm talking about what is it? What does sustenance in a job mean? What is the kind of job that if we could choose, if we were so blessed, what sort of job could we choose maybe? But obviously, I've been talking about Ibrahim Hadi, how he left a better paid job to become a teacher, which was much more lowly paid. And so the answer he would give to people was that he would say that it's always God who provides our sustenance. And he would also say that the blessings which come with the money, and even though obviously the money he received from this new job of being a teacher in his eyes, and I think we can probably all agree, blessings that we receive are more important than the money itself. And he would also say that a job which is done for Allah's sake, because he was wanting to serve Allah and actually serve the, obviously, the burgeoning Islamic community under the Islamic government. So this is draws special blessings with it. And so I don't know whether when you've sort of maybe been choosing your job, or maybe if you're still studying, whether this sort of enters into your mind that maybe don't worry so much if in the beginning the money is little. Because if you really, let's say, if we make the firm intention, and obviously Allah tells us the acts done with the correct intention are basically accepted anyway. So if we are really trying to serve Allah, be the best sort of Muslim, the best believer we can be, special blessings will come to us. And even if some of those blessings are not all financial blessings, because we know, and I think I've mentioned this before too in episodes, that blessings have various shapes. Blessings can be just having a safe and comfortable home. Blessings can be that your children are healthy. Blessings can be that you have some really good friends in your life. Blessings can be that you you don't have too much hassle. not too many things are breaking in your apartment or your car's still working. Could be anything. Blessings for some really beautiful sunny days or autumn days or winter days. So inshallah, we're all going to count our blessings much more and just observe them more and appreciate them more. And look forward to welcoming you back to another episode of A to Z here on IB English Radio. And farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.